Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking. Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the loser line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there. Has anyone ever told you that your eyes are as blue and calm as the sea where many of my friends and former lovers have mysteriously disappeared?
End the sentence sooner.
Whatever you do, do not whip out your phone and attempt to match his picture with anyone on FBI's most wanted list.
Are you sure?
Or maybe you should.
Yeah.
No, instead, tell him you love the sea. And maybe you two can go boating sometime.
That's a great idea.
That's when you get in the number of the loser line.
Ahoy,
so hopefully
matey.
That harmless, armless man leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks again for being so kind. I did not mean to dump all over you with, like, my coworker dying suddenly. I guess it all just came pouring out. I needed a place to vent. Anyways, the least I could do is pay you back by offering you some of her supplies. I know that that might sound weird, but, like, have you been to Office Depot lately? Staplers are, like, $15 now. And that's just, like, the normal ones. So, yeah, if you could come over to the office building where I work, obviously, tomorrow night, later would be preferable. We could definitely go through her drawers and pick out a few things, maybe grab a drink after if you're down. I don't think she'd mind, you know, like, obviously, she's dead. She's not here. So, yeah, give me a call back.
Next topic.
She would have wanted it this way, guys.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard of people stealing, like, flowers from a burial site before, but maybe this is the new thing?
A stapler?
Oh. Yeah, pens and paper clips and binder clips from a dead person's workspace.
I would just like to know how he went from crying his eyes out one night to being completely fine with it all. Like, very quickly.
He vented, and now he got past it. Yeah.
That's all you have to do,
he
huh?
He helped.
Wow. I call dibs on Brooke's desk, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Next message.
Hey, Wendy. I'm just going to come right out and say it. Normally, I don't believe in love at first sight, but when I saw you, it's silly, but I thought when I get sick someday, and not like regular sick, like sick, I could see you being like the best nurse ever. There's so many yellow cups and meals, you know, delivered to my room with a smile and fresh socks on my feet every couple of hours. You just have that caring quality that basically it's like you make me feel like no one's more important than anyone else. Like you just take really good care of people, especially the people you love. and I'm a planner, and I already ate a lot of crappy food, so I feel like I'm probably going to get sick real soon. So, call me.
Next message.
I don't understand.
That is a nurse fantasy that isn't like other men's nurse fantasies.
It's like a kink or something.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Do you?
I could see you changing my bedpan one day.
Yeah. Mm. When I die, I want to be looking right in your eyes, girl.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, after like 30 years with that dude, she's going to be hitting him over the head with a bedpan.
Yeah. She's ready for it.
Speed up the process.
Yeah. Speaking of taking care of one another, I'm going to take care of our listeners right now.
Aw, Jeff.
Head on over to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok page. Follow us and let the hilarious content heal your body and your mind from whatever is going on in your life. Okay. In fact,
it tingles.
Tell your doctor that Brooke said, I don't have to take your fancy overpriced medicines anymore. This TikTok page is doing wonders for my failing kidneys.
Yeah, I do my own research.
Screw you, Western medicine. Now, back to the voicemails.
Next message.
Hey, John. Sorry, it's Kate again. I've just been trying to confirm that you are still available to help me tomorrow to prepare for the phlebotomy exam that we talked about. I have been practicing drawing blood on my roommate since we last spoke, and I want to tell you that I'm having a much better time when I try to hit the actual vein instead of having to like repeatedly stab the area. I do want to apologize to you because like I do feel really bad that we tried in the bar. I thought that was a little, I mean, that was awesome that you were willing to try because I had the needle on me and everything. But I did miss your vein, I think it was like 6 times. I promise that will not happen again. I honestly think though that maybe I shouldn't do it when I'm that drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe one shot of tequila instead of like 3 before we do it will be better. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you want to come over anytime today or tomorrow, let me know. Give me a call back.
Oh my God.
No. Why do I feel like it was definitely more than 3 shots of tequila if they're drawing each other's blood in the middle of a bar?
And more than more 6 missed attempts.
I don't think it was each other's. I think it was just her.
Just her?
His arm. Yeah.
I also hope they told people. So you guys, are these people just shooting up in the corner?
I actually appreciate that she's practicing. Because I swear that I have had people draw my blood that have never done it before.
They need a couple drinks.
I'm like, literally, you can see the vein. How are you missing it?
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, my mom's in the other room, so I have to keep this kind of quiet. But I still wanted to get your feedback on my movie review channel that I'm doing on YouTube. So hold on. I need to start the music. There we go. This is Godzilla versus Kong. Kong walks in going all then Godzilla comes in going all and it's pretty cool, but there's a surprise at the end. I'll give you one hint. So overall I give it 3.5 goldfish crackers. Oh. So how's that?
Next message.
Oh, my
God! I'm ready to subscribe.
Talk about spoilers, though. Now I know exactly how the movie ends.
With the sad dolphin?
Oh, I thought Kong got Godzilla pregnant.
Oh, that's cute, too.
Okay, maybe there is some mystery left.
Yeah.
You gotta stir up more mystery.
And now I gotta see this film.
Yeah.
Make sure you listen to Loser Line regularly, by the way, at this time every single week. And make sure you subscribe to the Brooke and Jeffrey TikTok. It's not nearly as good as that movie review site, but it's pretty good. Now we're gonna do a phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.